If you believed that Donald Trump was negotiating with the Iranians, if you believed the Memorandum of Understanding peace deal narrative that was coming out of the White House and their propagandists across cable news all week, you probably should have known better, because a peace deal just isn't going to happen, because Israel will not allow it to happen. Instead, not just Iran, but now the entire Middle East is on the verge of bursting into flames. And current indications are that as Israel continues its war march through Lebanon, the so-called Syrian military, which is really the CIA Mossad-trained ISIS, are massing near the Lebanese border, ready to go in and assist the Israelis in committing a genocide of Christians and Muslims alike. And for the Israelis, they're already doing quite a bit of killing. Over the past 3 months alone, more than 4,000 Lebanese civilians have been killed. Recently, Israeli drones have been dropping grenades on Lebanese kids. And this is just the beginning. Benjamin Netanyahu has told us that himself, announcing that Israel has seized land in Lebanon, will continue seizing land in Lebanon, and for good measure, they're taking another chunk of Syria, too.
We have established deep security zones around the state of Israel. We did this in Gaza and Lebanon and Syria, where, by the way, we destroyed all the weapons of Assad's army, which was a central link in the axis of evil. And I want to make it clear, we will remain in the security zones as long as it takes to protect our country.
Yeah, I mean, that shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. When you consider who we're dealing with here, I mean, we're talking about a bunch of psychopath war criminals who love death more than they love life. In fact, so much so that when they executed their October 7th false flag, the Israelis, as they love to call themselves, carried out strikes on their own people. They carried out strikes on their own communities, even their own military bases. Israeli eyewitnesses and participants have been blowing the whistle on this since shortly after it happened. And Israeli military officers, like the one in the clip that we're about to air, admitted to the Israeli media that they had killed their own people.
But why is the destruction then? I'm sorry. Why is the destruction?
It
looks like a
cause of our tanks attack.
Fight on them.
Yeah, because they were blocked in these houses, and we need to conquer back the whole settlement, and okay. It couldn't be happened without the tanks.
Okay.
So how many were here, and then how many survived? How many did you?
No one survived from this house. From other buildings, we rescued many, but from this house, 19 people died, among them. 8 children.
Yeah, we killed 19 people in that house, including 8 children. What does that guy care about killing Palestinians or Lebanese people or anyone else for that matter? He doesn't. He will call in strikes. He will carry out strikes on settlements full of his own fake country citizens, and then he just casually talks about it on TV. Because all of this is all part of normal everyday life for these people. They are psychopathic. So much so that, again, they have their own term for wiping out their own people, the Hannibal Directive. And for that matter, they have their own term for wiping out the rest of the world, too. The Samson Option.
Israel's existence is not negotiable. And it does not depend on superpowers or the public opinion. And if they keep pushing Israel to the corner, they are the ones who are going to suffer the most. Israel hasn't used everything that it has. And Israel, on a purpose, did not expose the advanced weapons that it has for a very important reason. We don't want the enemy to know what we are having. And now, at this point, we are just playing around. So this is the clear message to those who think that they can annihilate Israel. Behind Israel is existence, is the creator. Israel is not coincidental. I try not to, sorry for the long answer, please. I try not to use God because God could mean anything for anybody. But if they think the Israeli survival 5,000 years is coincidental, they need to rethink.
They're telegraphing their punches to the rest of the world. They are ready, willing, able. They are more than happy to just start killing people en masse, including Americans, because they are members of a death cult. And just in time for Israel's continued obstruction of any fake peace deals being negotiated with the Iranians, now the U.S. Senate has flipped the script, and I mean that literally, on their War Powers Resolution vote, in which, following the House's lead, they were poised to take back legislative control of the United States military and the ability to use that military to wage war. Well, then all of a sudden, things changed. Votes changed. Suddenly, the Senate blocked the War Powers Resolution and continued giving Trump a blank, illegal check to fight wars for Israel that the American people don't want. Donald Trump posted like he was actually surprised by any of this on Truth Social, writing, quote, "Wow, the Senate just changed its vote on Iran from 50 to 48 against to 50 to 47 for. Rand Paul and Bill Cassidy changed. Thank you to leader John Thune, Lindsey Graham, Bernie Moreno, and all. This vote puts Iran on notice. President DJT." End quote. The war was never in jeopardy. There was never really a risk to the Trump administration and to their bosses in Israel, no matter what bullshit stories and transcripts are out there about Trump cussing out Netanyahu. That was all fake. But you want to know what's real? What's real are the real American lives that have been sacrificed and will continue to be sacrificed in service to Israel in the Middle East. What's real are the lives of the schoolgirls that were double-tapped by the United States and Israel within the first 24 hours of their ill-fated war with Iran. Oh, and by the way, we have a clip on that. A clip of Donald Trump pretending he doesn't know anything about murdering those little girls.
Look, you have to say he's courageous. He's got great equipment, but he's got great men. He's got fighters.
And can I ask you one other question? Yeah. Have you seen the report into the Minad school attack, sir? And can you tell us?
I have not seen it, no.
Well, why not?
At some point, well, I have to wait for it to be complete. I don't know that they're ever going to solve that problem. I mean, you could ask Pete, but I don't know that they're ever, they're going to say it was one of our missiles. Pete, I don't know that they're ever going to solve that problem in terms of whose fault was it? Because there were missiles flying all over the place.
So you went to
and it's horrible what happened, but there were missiles flying all over the place. And somebody said it was our missile. Well, maybe it wasn't our missile, but I've seen nothing to lead me to believe it was. There were plenty of missiles being flown by other people. What do you think, Pete?
Well, Mr. President, we've taken the investigation very seriously, and when the appropriate time is right, whatever that outcome is, that'll be the time to divulge.
Do you know what?
I mean, if you come up with the right answer, I don't think it's going to be us. I don't think it was us. There were a lot of missiles being fired at that time. Yeah, please.
He should hang for that. Donald Trump should face a military tribunal. And when he's convicted on live television in front of an international viewing audience, Donald Trump should swing from a length of rope until dead for in cold blood murdering those more than 150 little girls, those innocent kids. He should hang for that. On top of that, this country is running out of missiles. We can no longer defend ourselves. Not that this occupied government would be interested in doing any of that to begin with. All of those missiles, all of those bombs, all of that money gets sent straight to Israel or just straight up used to kill kids in Iran and all over the rest of the world. And as for any kind of a power struggle between Congress and the White House, all of that was fake from the very beginning. Whether that struggle was related to the House or the Senate and Rand Paul, a supposed anti-war libertarian, changing his vote right alongside Bill Cassidy, who's on his way out of office anyways. All of this is WWE. It's just another reminder that Rand Paul pretended to oppose war with Iran. He pretended to be the heel within the Republican Party, WWE ring of Washington, D.C. But now that heel role has run up. Trump needs the vote so the so-called Democrats can keep up their show business act. And Rand Paul is now back in the pro-war corner. He's done this throughout his entire career in D.C. He plays anti-war when it suits him, when he's reading from the script, when it's profitable, and then he flips, just like virtually every single member of Congress. And those who don't stay in Washington for very long. Just ask Thomas Massey. Just ask Marjorie Taylor Greene. Being a member of the United States Congress or of this country's occupied government at large requires complete and total devotion to Israel and to war. And while this country recommits itself to war for Israel in the Middle East, things are heating up in Latin America as well in multiple ways in multiple countries. You may not have even heard this, but for months now, the United States has been carrying out operations in Ecuador. And in Colombia, just days ago, a Trump-endorsed sycophant who spent his entire career groveling to Israel was elected, vowing not just to move Colombia's embassy to Jerusalem, but to wage war on the anti-Zionist left-wing guerrillas taking up residence in that country's jungle wilderness, and not just traditional warfare either. This isn't your classic case of sending Zionist stooges into the jungle to slaughter civilians, which has been done before, time and time again. No. Colombia's new regime is now saying that they're going to be spraying chemicals on forests and jungles and crops that they determined to be drugs. So in other words, Colombia as an entire nation is about to be poisoned on behalf of Jews. The air, the soil, the water, the trees, all of it on behalf of Jews. And while we're talking about Latin America, let's not forget about Cuba, the country that the CIA is actively in the process of overthrowing with John Ratcliffe flying in and out to shake down Cuban government officials. But of course, the elephant in the room here is Venezuela, the Latin American country that the United States has actually invaded before stealing their oil and sending it to Israel. Now, obviously, Venezuela is in bad shape. And after what happened yesterday, it's in even worse shape because just yesterday, Venezuela experienced back-to-back earthquakes that were felt all over the country, have destroyed entire cities for that matter. One of these earthquakes was rated at 7.5 magnitude and the other at 7.2, meaning that, in other words, they were absolutely massive. We have some footage here. That looks pretty bad. You know, almost bad like the aftermath of an act of war being committed bad. And maybe an act of war was committed. And what I mean by that is this, is that after the attack on Venezuela earlier this year, the occupied United States government, by way of Caroline Leavitt and others, very publicly and very openly admitted to the use of directed energy weapons against the Venezuelans, causing them to bleed from their faces, to be blinded by extremely bright lights, and to feel like the entire earth was shattering all at once. Now, This isn't to say that we have some kind of special information or some kind of special intelligence indicating that these earthquakes are in fact the creation of the Israeli-American war machine, but what we do know is that we are living under an occupied, captured government that openly brags about its use of directed energy weapons, openly brags about its willingness to commit genocide, and that absolutely no crime against humanity is off the table. And you know what else isn't off the table? Actually, it's the main dish, smack dab in the middle of the table, and that is absorbing Venezuela into the technate of America, or Greater North America, whatever you want to call the Talmudic superstate that reports back to Greater Israel. I mean, hell, we're already halfway there. Donald Trump has already proclaimed himself the true president of Venezuela, and now in the aftermath of these earthquakes and whatever comes next, Venezuela will be well on its way to the construction of its first 15-minute city. And the United States of America is going to pay for it, by the way. Not my words. Trump says so himself. Just yesterday evening, hours after the news of the earthquake broke, he took to Truth Social to let everyone know that, quote, the two major earthquakes that just hit the great people of Venezuela are both massive in scale and have left a devastating number of deaths. The United States of America stands ready, willing, and able to help. I have instructed all agencies of our government to get ready to move quickly. We will be there for our new and great friends. Early reports are not good. End quote. Yeah, well, no shit, it's not good. Two earthquakes just hit Venezuela. We don't need some kind of a genius to tell us that's a bad thing. But it's not like Trump is disappointed about this to begin with. Again, the United States and Israel could very well be behind this entire situation, but let's just say that they're not. Even if they're not, Trump and his political handlers on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv are more than happy to jump in. These private equity oligarchs are more than happy to take advantage of yet another tragedy and turn Venezuela into one big coffin-sized apartment so that all of the slaves of Israel, working their fingers to the bone in their low-rate oil fields all day long, will have a nice place to call home. A nice little slave shack, or in this case, a slave coffin apartment. They'll be different from the slaves who lived in America, but also the same because they were working for the Jews too, and they still are today. At least Byron Donalds is. I mean, have you seen this guy? This is just unbelievable. First of all, this guy is not even an American in the first place. Byron Donalds isn't an African American or Black American, whatever the hell anyone wants to call it. He's a foreigner. He's the anchor baby of a Panamanian and a Jamaican. And now he's pretending to be some Black from down the block to get himself elected. And in the process, he's putting on ghetto shows at campaign rallies. He's going absolutely nuts on white people, shouting them down from the stage as he claims to be the victim of racism and a mascot for Black men everywhere. Black men who, as Byron Donalds would tell you, definitely read books. Lots and lots of books. Oh, and they run private equity funds too. There just really aren't many words that can do this video justice, especially before you've seen it. So just take a look at this. Roll it.
Jack Phelps.
Have you read the book?
There, I got you. All right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop. Don't educate me about my life, sir. Don't do that. Don't, sir. Hold up. Please, hear me on this. I like how everybody's shouting at me, the Black guy on the stage with a microphone in his hand, saying, have you read this book, read this book? Don't marginalize my life and what I've done. Don't do that. Don't marginalize the life of other Black people in this country who have done well. Don't do that. Don't marginalize their sick. Do you know how many Black men in America today run private equity funds, run hedge funds, have done something marvelous?
Yeah, so in his effort to make himself look like or to feel like or act like a real Black person, Byron Donalds just reminded us all of why Blacks shouldn't be holding political office in the first place. He's an unstable drug-dealing criminal who screams and yells as he insists that Black people are just as capable of serving Jews as white people, and it's really something that all of the voters in that room, all of the low-level political donors in that room, the people who want to spend money pretending that they actually get a say in what happens in this country, they just sat there. They just let Byron Donalds throw his temper tantrum and shout them down, and they just sat there and took it like a bunch of cucks. But you know, the more these stooges like Byron Donalds show their asses, the more likely they are to be completely abandoned by their donors, who are increasingly tapping their own people to get things done. Even when getting things done involves posing as a fake Zionist or a fake anti-Semite to control the narrative. We've talked about this here before, ad nauseum, the red Zionist or the blue Zionist, the AIPAC Zionist versus the J Street Zionist. It doesn't matter what party, it doesn't matter what color. Each and every one of them is serving the mission of international Talmudic Zionism. And what is the end goal of Talmudic Zionism, class? Anyone? The creation of Greater Israel. The slaughter of red heifers. The construction of the Third Temple. The ushering in of the Jewish Messiah, which to any Bible-believing Christian would be the Antichrist. Don't let those facts distract you from all the hysteria coming out of New York City and New York's 10th Congressional District, where a longtime AIPAC stooge, actually, he's one of AIPAC's million-dollar men, Congressman Dan Goldman, lost his primary race to challenger Brad Lander. So this is just another perfect example. Now, of course, this is being framed as a major left-wing victory, an anti-Israel victory. A victory that means Jews should evacuate New York City immediately because it's no longer safe for them. But you know what? There's a problem with all of that. And the problem is that Brad Lander is Jewish. And he's not just Jewish. He's backed by J Street. He was one of their chosen candidates in the 2026 election cycle. This isn't an act of anti-Semitism. This isn't a Palestinian Muslim uprising against Israel. This is a political hoax meant to stop exactly that. It's meant to stop the American people from standing up to all of the subversives and traitors in their midst by bringing in another subversive, telling people that he's anti-Israel, and then using him to continue advancing the cause of international Talmudic Zionism all around the world, especially here in the United States. So a Jewish challenger defeated a Jewish incumbent in one of the most Jewish congressional districts in the entire country, and somehow anti-Semitism is to blame and Jews aren't safe in New York. That's what Laura Loomer is saying, writing an ex-post, quote, "If you're a Jew in New York City, now is your time to move. After tonight's election in New York, nobody who is Jewish is safe. I'd love to see the Trump administration address this Islamic takeover of America and the exploding Jew hatred. We need leadership on this issue. It's dangerous." End quote. This is what they do to keep their perpetual victimhood narrative alive and well and then recycled over and over and over again. And in this case, when I say recycled, I mean that literally. Right now, in the wake of his apparent electoral loss, in which one group of Jews decided in a back room with another group of Jews that Dan Goldman shouldn't be a congressman anymore, there is a story from 2023, a three-year-old story in which Goldman claims that his business was vandalized with anti-Semitic graffiti, which is being recycled as if it just happened as a result of this week's primary. That's the Jewish playbook. And that playbook's not just reserved for politicians, by the way. They all use it. Like Alan Dershowitz, the Epstein-class pervert who was recently heckled by a crowd in New York City before threatening to sue them. Another page from the Jewish playbook.
What did you do on Epstein's Island? What did you and your wife do on Epstein's Island?
Read this book. Find out the lies that these people are telling.
What did you and your wife do on Epstein's Island? Do you regret going to Epstein's Island?
And don't listen to these anti-Semites.
Do you regret going to Epstein's Island? What did your wife do on Epstein's Island?
You have a lot in there.
So I can sue you.
Oh, whoa.
Pedophile.
Yeah, So, I mean, in short, what Alan Dershowitz is doing here when he threatens to sue, what Laura Loomer and all of these other subversives are doing here is running a play for Project Esther. You see, if you say something publicly that Alan Dershowitz doesn't like, he'll just sue you into oblivion. He'll ruin your life. If you vote in a way that Laura Loomer doesn't like, if you vote for the wrong Jew, well, then you're a Hamas support network. You're a radical Islamic extremist. And according to people like her, Donald Trump and his administration then need to deal with you. They need to address you, as she said. And what that probably means is adding you to a government watch list that ultimately ends up with you being murdered by a foreign government for, I don't know, saying the wrong thing out loud on stage at a college or saying the wrong thing online. Or hell, when Palantir takes full control, just thinking the wrong thing. And not just about Jews, by the way, but also about their favorite bioweapons, the Hindus. You see, as millions and millions of Indians have been unleashed on Western civilization, within the United States, they have found a home among Zionist political activists. In fact, earlier this year at Mar-a-Lago, the Trump family actually hosted a gathering of Jews and Hindus working together to advance their mutual interests. And now, Georgia has become the first state to pass a resolution through the state legislature condemning something called Hindu hate. They even brought out an Indian invader to lead the celebration.
We report that Georgia became the first state in the nation to pass a resolution in our General Assembly to condemn anti-Hindu hate. I've also joined in supporting a similar resolution here in the United States House of Representatives, sponsored by my colleague, Representative Sri Thimadar of Michigan. Again, I am pleased to be with you today. I welcome you to Washington.
That guy can barely speak English, yet there he is. Up on the stage, microphones in front of his face, big jumbotron behind him, garnering thunderous applause from the Georgia legislature on the importance of making sure that Americans aren't too critical of their stinky new Indian neighbors. I mean, do you see what these people are doing? They are creating special classes of people in this country for virtually everyone but white people, and now they're passing resolutions. They're signing legislation into law. They're signing executive orders to govern your speech specifically about those classes of people. You want to criticize Jews? Well, you can't do that. You're a Hamas support network. You want to criticize Indians? No. You can't do that either because Georgia just passed a resolution. And of course, we all know that people like Byron Donalds are more than willing to get you slapped with hate crime charges for speech that they don't like, especially when it's a word that starts with the letter N. And speaking of speech that they don't like, how about speeches that the American people don't like, including Trump supporters? Did you see this? Just last night in D.C., people are on video walking out of the event in the middle of all of it because they got tired of listening to Trump talk.
Now the largest producer of oil and gas on Earth, larger than Russia and Saudi Arabia by far combined. And under my most favored nation agreement on drug prices, we are delivering the largest reduction in drug price history with price differences of 400, 500, and even 600%. Who would think that if you took down a half a percent, somebody said you would.
It just seems like that's how we all feel at this point. You know, we all want to get away from this guy, but we can't, at least we haven't been able to yet. And as a result, he's destroying this country with all of his Israeli friends. His Israeli friends that are committing acts of sabotage all over American soil on everything from military barracks to B-52 bombers, and now rows of housing are burning down in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Did you see this? Another unexplained fire tore through a residential area and the general public is being told it was all a big accident. All a big coincidence. How many times is that going to happen? And it's not just houses. It's parks. It's mountains. It's entire neighborhoods. It's even entire towns going up in flames, killing everyone in their path, and then just fizzling out before the next one comes. None of this is an accident. This isn't happening by mistake, just like the constant war in the Middle East, the constant war in Latin America. Those aren't happening by mistake, just like the constant attacks on the free speech and free association rights of the American people. That's not happening by mistake. They're all being run by the same people with the same goal in mind. Degradation, subjugation, complete and total destruction. All right, so just to keep you up to speed on everything Stu Peters Network, what's going on around here? Well, we are giving away another signed copy of Occupied this week. Be giving that away on Sunday. I'll announce the winners in my locals community, which you can find by way of stupeters.tv. If you're a supporter of the network, you've already got your five entries. We've already taken care of that for you. You've been entered five times to win this week's signed copy of Occupied. If you are not yet a paying supporter of independent media and of the truth and of our mission and of this network, if you're hanging out in the locals community, just kind of lingering, just kind of loitering around, you're on the fence about it. You don't quite know yet if you want early access to documentary films and interactive live streams and off-the-record content and behind-the-scenes content and the 24/7 live chat. Then you've been entered one time. If you want those additional four, there is a form that you can fill out in my locals community, which will get you four more entries for free because, of course, no purchase is necessary, void where prohibited. Now, we are gearing up to arm our people. By the way, if you don't want to fill out the form, I can just do it all for you. StuPeters.tv, $9 a month. You can support the network. Keep us on the air. Cancel your Netflix pedo subscription. You know, cancel your Disney pedo subscription. Cancel your cable news subscription that gets Fox News piped into your living room every day. You know, $9 a month, you support the network, we can expand our mission, we can expand our voice, we can elevate our platform. Lots of things that we can do, but only with your support. For those of you who have supported us along the way, thank you, because we would not be here without you. Now, despite all the pushback, blowback, despite the negativity surrounding what I have said previously, which is that I intend to arm our people, I am going to do that. We're going to start giving away guns on this platform. We're going to start with handguns. We're going to start with the Glock 43 9mm subcompact firearm, which is a perfect conceal carry firearm. You should be carrying a firearm with you everywhere that you go. And you should be proficient with that firearm. You should be training with that firearm. You should be one with your firearm. Know how to shoot when you're under stress in a crisis. Know how to shoot with an elevated heart rate. Know how to shoot in the dark. Know how to lean. Know your trigger control. All of these things are very important. Firearm safety is very important. Make sure that you are proficient with firearms. If you're already carrying a firearm and you're not going to the range, if you're not practicing firearm retention, you are more dangerous to yourself, to your family, and to the public than if you just choose not to carry a firearm. Everybody should become proficient and trained with firearms in today's times, and everybody who is proficient and trained in those firearms should be carrying a firearm with them everywhere that we go. We believe that. We believe that any infringements on 2A is unconstitutional. Of course, having to go get a permit is unconstitutional. We're going the wrong way here. So we are going to do our part to right the ship, and we are going to give away subcompact Glock 43 9mm handguns to supporters of our network. Again, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You just have to be a member of our locals community, which you can find via StuPeters.tv. Now, if you are paying the $9 a month to keep us on the air and in exchange for all of the perks that you will already get, automatically every week, you will be entered 5 times for our giveaways here. No matter what they are, if it's a signed copy of Occupied, if it's a 9mm Glock 43, or if it's a 2026 Cadillac Escalade, whatever we're giving away here, if you are paying your $9 a month, if you are showing your support to us as a thank you, we will automatically enter you 5 times. So there is that. Just wanted to keep you up to speed on everything that's going on around here. I think I've covered all that, by the way, at spnstore.com. You can still find Black Coffee, which everywhere I go, I get raving reviews on this coffee. People are tired of drinking crap coffee. If that's you, if you're tired of drinking crap coffee from, you know, the store, the top shelf stuff, the organic stuff, the bodega stuff, you know, the premium, super expensive local coffee shop crap, they're just brewing the beans that you get at the supermarket. You don't want that. We did business with our friends in South America. They're not blood beans. They're not conflict beans. Nobody died over these beans. These beans are true and real and pure. 3 different blends, depending on how you like it. If you like it medium, if you like it mulatto, if you like it black. SPNstore.com, that's where you will find Black Coffee. It is a hit. We're coming soon with pods. Keep that in mind. You can get it ground already from us, or you can get it whole bean and do the grinding yourself. SPNstore.com, get yourself a copy of Occupied. Get it for somebody else. Black Coffee, great shirts. And by the way, I cut no corners on these shirts. These are premium top-tier threads that will not fade, will not shrink. They're soft. They're not going to make your nipples hurt, and you won't look like you're wearing a trash bag. SPNstore.com for all of that. StuPeters.tv to become a supporter of the network. And if you want to give the truth to your kids or your grandkids, my book. Who would have thought that I would become a published author? Well, I am. The book is available on Amazon for a really long time in multiple categories. It held the number one spot. I haven't been talking about it a lot lately, so it's probably slipped a little bit, but it's really fun to be white. It's Really Fun to Be White by yours truly. Get a copy for your family. Get a copy for every one of the important little white children in your family. Bring it into your schools. Put it on the shelves. Bring it into your public library. Put it on the shelves. Order 100 copies. Order 110. Order 271,000 or 6 million copies. It's Really Fun to Be White. No truer words have ever been spoken. All right. There you go. Amazon for the book. SPNstore.com for great stuff and to support the network. StuPeters.tv, $9 a month. All right. If you are, you know, attached to systems, working in systems, participating in systems that leave you drained and disconnected and uninspired, you don't have to do that. More people are stepping outside of the old models and helping to build something new. You can explore our movement at Tesla.club. That's TZLA.club. One member recently shared their experience after using the machine consistently for about a month. They gradually worked their way up from 5-minute sessions to 30-minute full-body treatments, focusing extra time on problem areas. Well, they then developed an abscessed tooth with an infection. So they spent just a few minutes placing the bulbs around the affected area, and after only just 2 sessions, the pain was completely gone. Tooth pain, if you've ever experienced that, I wish that on nobody, almost. The pain was completely gone. By sessions 3 and 4, the abscess had noticeably reduced, and within 5 sessions, they reported that the abscess had completely healed. They described the results as, quote, incredible and amazing. Well, I would imagine so. And people everywhere are discovering new possibilities for wellness and recovery and taking greater ownership of their health. You can learn more and see what others are experiencing again at Tesla.club, TZLA.club. Frankie Stocks is on deck. He's in studio down the hall in the Uncancelable studio. The Base Report is coming up next. Stick around. Where is your money going? Are you tired of watching your hard-earned money fund a genocide in Gaza to pay for an unwinnable, unnecessary, unjust, and illegal war in Iran? Do you want to pay for American soldiers to go and die for Israel? Look, all of us work hard for our money. We work hard to pay our bills. We work hard to support our family, and yet a significant portion of everything that we earn is funneled to thieves and criminals and Israel's wars through the taxes that we pay to the IRS. There's a way out. Freedom Law School has been teaching Americans for over 30 years that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay federal income tax. On top of that, none of their students who stopped paying their taxes have gone to prison. None of them have had their bank account or property stolen by the IRS. Go to freedomlawschool.org/stewtoday to take 7 steps to freedom from IRS, deception, robbery, and slavery for freedom. Stop being a slave. Be free legally and safely with 100% guarantee. Visit freedomlawschool.org/stewtoday.